Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Irwin's here. Our good buddy Dr. Tim Irwin is here to hang out with us for a while. He's an author, speaker, leading authority on leadership, as I said earlier. And we count on him to help us get centered, get oriented, find our North Star in leadership and who we are. He's the author of a number of books, including Run with the Bulls and Derailed. It's five lessons learned from catastrophic failures of leadership. And he's here to talk to us about another one of those. Tim Irwin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. Tim, there are, of course, we always love the leadership lessons or any kind of a lesson that can be gleaned from a great story, from a positive story. You know, the hero, the person who persevered and made things happen, et cetera, et cetera. But oftentimes, unfortunately, the negative story has more impact. Here's what happened. Here's why it happened. Here's how it could have been prevented. And you don't have to look very far these days to find those kind of lessons. There are many of them coming out of Washington, aren't they?
You know, they really are. And we've seen this incredible debacle of the healthcare rollout. And it dawned on me that there's some important leadership lessons. And I think that we can learn from negative examples. We can learn what not to do.
Right. Well, clearly, and as the information is unfolding about the construction, the thinking, the development, the construction, and the rollout of Obamacare, I mean, it doesn't take much of a student of, I mean, I think a freshman student in college could see some of these things that happen and say, you know what, there's not much leadership there.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. You know, one of the things that I think would be important for your listeners to consider is the fact that people who isolate themselves, who don't invite feedback from other people, are truth-starved. And, you know, many of your listeners, they're truth-starved.
Truth-starved. I love that term.
Many of your listeners are the founders of their business. They started it. They started it in their garage, or they opened a small installation, or bought a truck, or any number of other things. And when you're the founder, it's easy to say, "I'm the smartest guy in the room."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to listen to anybody else. But it's interesting. I think the president should have known in advance that the healthcare website had problems.
But he could have known in advance.
He could have known. But he didn't invite feedback. And see, I think that's what we as leaders have to do. We have to create a culture. You mentioned culture just a minute. We have to create a culture of candor where people will give us feedback and they'll tell us the truth. But when in the absence of that, we are truth starved.
Well, see, one of the problems you've got, this is where I think President Obama is not a good, maybe not be a good example for small business owners or for managers. Because, see, you use the word feedback. Feedback presumes I'm giving you something, and you're giving me something back, right?
Exactly.
I don't think this leader actually ever gave them anything. This reminds me more of a monarchy. You know, the monarchies in the Middle Ages, where the king just sort of said he wanted something, and the people around him, his courtiers. Sort of carried it out. Remember all the intrigue of Henry VIII and all those guys back in those days, the intrigue around how all their ministers carried out things on their own, and the king often was completely detached from what was happening. That's what this guy reminds me of. He's in some ways not even a good example of leadership.
in the last 24 hours, it came out that President Obama apparently only had one private meeting with Kathleen Sebelius.
Remind the audience who she is.
She is the head of Health and Human Services. She's the person that's in charge of this whole process.
She's the CEO of the rollout of Obamacare.
Exactly. One meeting in 3 or 4 years. Unbelievable.
That's what I mean by you can't even call that feedback. You can't even call that lack of feedback. There was no conversation.
Exactly. But, you know, when you're the smartest guy in the room, you start thinking, well, hey, I don't need input. But I would say to all of your listeners that we all need feedback. We all need people around us who will tell us the truth. And we need to be, as the leaders, we need to be the one that creates the environment where feedback is given.
And asking for that.
Exactly.
Demanding it, requiring it, right?
Exactly. Requiring it, expecting. And when we're given feedback that we don't like, we've got to be careful that we don't bite somebody's head off or in any way diminish them because of that. We've got to welcome feedback even when it goes against the grain of what we think.
President Obama's main advisor is Valerie Jarrett.
Correct.
And I recently heard that she quoted her as saying he always knows he's the smartest man in the room, smartest person in the room. He's always been bored his whole life. Almost as if, you know, we should just sit around waiting on him to cast some pearls to us that none of us could think about, and then we go work, you know, go function with those wonderful pearls, and don't bother him with the details because he's way too smart for that. That was the quote that I heard this week, and small business owners who do that are destined for failure.
Well, Jim, you lead right into my second point, my second lesson learned. And that is show some humility. In other words, acknowledge that you don't have all the answers. People like it if you have a team of people working around you, if you have a small business, if you have people that are responsible for the execution of whatever you do.
Yep.
You need to show some humility. Arrogance is puts people off, and I say in my earlier book, Derail, that arrogance is the mother of all derailers.
There's no question about it. Yeah. And you know, Tim, folks, if there's one thing that even people who, you know, if you're just being honest about President Obama, I mean, the most often thing that people say about him is that he is arrogant. He comes across that way. And so the only point for bringing this up, folks, is look at his policies. Basically, they failed. This isn't what you want. So avoid the arrogance, show some humility, as Tim says, and get the feedback. Don't just get feedback, demand feedback from your people. 20 after, right back with Tim Irwin, Dr. Tim Irwin. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.